96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Saturday will mark 100 days of the Trump administration. And what a 100 days it's been. There were bold promises and declarations by candidate Trump and then President Trump. Few have come to fruition. Well, we're at the Political Roundtable tonight to talk about the Trump administration's first 100 days. My guests are Dr. Greg Carr, Chair of Afro-American Studies here at Howard University, and Brandon Cooper, Chair of the Prince George's County Republican Central Committee. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or at HFisherWHUR. Gents, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Harold, always, brother.
All right, so Brandon, I'll let you have the first question. How would you grade President Trump's first 100 days?
C, I guess, if that's the quick answer you want from it. But again, I think it matters what you're comparing it to. You know, what is our standard, our metric of grading? If we look at other presidents, Obama's signature piece of legislation or signature effort, the Obamacare, wasn't passed till the 460th day in office. FDR, who we started the 100-day metric with, his signature piece of legislation, Social Security, wasn't passed till day 600. And so with the first 100 days, definitely there's been some hiccups, as you talked about in your intro. But overall, a C. But I mean, still 3 years left in his presidency.
Here's the standard of measurement.
Yeah.
The standard of measurement that he set.
Yeah.
The one that he set, that is not based on, President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, Roosevelt, George Washington. Based on what he said he was going to do, how do you think that, would you still give him a C?
Oh, yeah, definitely a C. And I think one of the main, hiccups, I guess you can talk about, is the healthcare reform. I mean, when you control Congress and you can't get past a legislation that you want to on such a signature piece of his agenda, that's definitely something that, puts a ding in your grade.
Okay. Dr. Carr, your grade for President Trump.
I'd give Trump an A+ on lying. I'd give him an A+ on complete and utter incompetency. I'd give him an A+ on prevarication. I'd give him an A+ on all of the things that you can rate a president on that he could be a failure on. I'd give him a straight F on governing. And I think it's very clear. The man seems to have forgotten that he recorded a video saying what he was going to do in the first 100 days. So the A+ for lying really goes in the fact that he contradicts everything he says. And the 10 major things he was going to do in that 100 days that he said on that video, not one of those things has been introduced as legislation that has passed. And the healthcare thing, he better be glad it didn't pass the House, because those same people that voted for him would have lost their healthcare and it would never have gotten through the Senate. He has not staffed the federal government. His cabinet appointees have introduced some of the most ridiculous ideas that you can ever imagine. He drops a bomb on Syria, in part, I think, as a distraction. Certainly, he's not the first president to do that. And he signed 30 executive orders when he said that his previous president was signing executive orders like he was some kind of king. I mean, Donald Trump certainly gets an A+ as the most ridiculous chief executive to ever occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Brandon, here's the thing about the president, too. Even for, loyal Republican followers, those who voted for them, voted for him, doesn't it give you pause when, first, the person who speaks most for the president, and I'm not talking about Sean Spicer, but all of the other people that we hear explaining, mansplaining, whatever you want to say about what the president said, is not the president. It's his daughter. It is, his Treasury Secretary. It is his economics chief. We hear more from members of his cabinet, sub-cabinet, than we do, from the president. And we heard a lot from him, obviously, during the campaign.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a big departure. I don't like this idea that history started yesterday. Some of the metrics that Dr. Carr talks about, if you want to use those metrics for any president, they all receive Fs. There was a political fact report that came out.
Let me say this.
You talked about his promises that he made. Again, history did not start yesterday.
He made those promises.
Obama made 500 promises, and a political fact report said that less than 20 of them got passed in the first 100 days.
Lilly Ledbetter Act, equality pay for women. Now you got his daughter is working for him. That's certainly not equality.
Same
for women,
metric
bro.
For every president, it would be the same. They all make promises that aren't not kept. Washington Post said that only 30 of the 500 promises Obama made was spent in the first 100 days.
Just use Donald Trump's own words. That's all you got to do.
Promises during the campaign.
No, every president. Okay.
I hate this idea that this is somehow new and brand new thing. This happens all the time.
Okay. Well, speaking of own words, we are now joined by Maria Rosman. She is news director of Telemundo DC. Maria, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hello, thank you for the invitation. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Something that probably you were probably tweeting about or even hearing about from your news department is that the Senate has confirmed its first Latino member of the cabinet, Alexander Acosta, former U.S. attorney. The president is now adding, dare I say, more color to his cabinet. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think in this case, it's not a matter really of gender or color, race. It's about, ideology. And we can see that in the Hispanic community, we have people of all kind of, decisions and or thought process in this case. And definitely we have people that are, very happy with Trump, that voted for Trump in the Latino community, and people who are not happy. And having somebody of color, it's going to be maybe it's for show. Maybe it's something that actually agrees with the mentality of many people in the Latino community that, who voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think it's still kind of early to figure out what is this presence going to mean in this administration. It's good to see people of color. Of course, we like to see some diversity. I think it's great in that sense. It's a positive thing. I hope it's not just to have somebody there that we're going to put there because, just for show, because it looks good.
Well, like you said, we shall see. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the first 100 days of the Trump administration. If you have a comment or even if you have a question, give us a call. Let me go to Eddie calling from Waldorf. Eddie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
First, thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a veteran, retired veteran, and I work for the federal government, so I try not to put my comments in writing too often. But the truth is, when we continue to lower our expectation and the standards, it can appear that anyone is successful. And so the measure of success is really determined by the impact to the U.S. citizens. And certainly this president has done very little, if anything, to benefit the U.S. citizens. And these executive orders really don't have any funding associated with them. So it's just intent. And until he can get online with Congress, which is majority Republican, it's just all talk. It's all politics.
Okay. Eddie, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's also talk about the latest news coming out today. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn now being investigated by the Defense Department's Inspector General. He was in the Army, not the Navy, but it looks like right now he's up to his eyeballs in water. Brandon, now the Trump administration is distancing itself even more so. What do you think the outcome could be with Michael Flynn? Who dropped the ball on the Michael Flynn situation?
I think Michael Flynn did when he got dismissed from the Trump administration. The reason was he was not truthful with Pence and as far as his dealings with the Russians. So again, the investigation is ongoing. I'll just point back, a couple months from now or a couple months ago, we were all saying, lock Hillary up, and the FBI ended up giving the investigation. There was nothing there. And so there's an investigation going on. We'll see. I know Democrats and liberals, some here on the panel right now, want to see his head off, and him in jail. But let's see where the investigation goes and see what happens. I mean, there's a bunch of allegations at the moment. If there's any facts or any wrongdoing here, please present it. It'll be, you know, something that hasn't been presented before. But right now there's an investigation, just like they investigated people all the time. And we're going to see what happens.
But this is why, you know, I think that this is so significant, you know, by the very nature of the title of the job that he was fired from, National Security Advisor. And yet there seems to be a security issue with Michael Flynn, and how quickly some could say the worm has turned, because as we heard just a couple of weeks ago when he was seeking immunity, his attorney said he has a story to tell, and all parties involved said, okay.
Again, I would not read too much into the immunity thing. Again, I'm not trying to point back or deflect in any way, shape, or form, but again, six of Hillary Clinton's staffers sought immunity in that investigation. So again, we need to look at it and stop looking at this as far as this is some one-off thing or something that has not happened before. And seeking immunity does not mean guilt. Clearly it doesn't, because six of her staffers did, and ultimately no charges were filed against her.
But the president said that.
I wish Michael Flynn a long life and good health. If we remember Watergate, and I'm just old enough to remember it, this is how it starts. You got to turn somebody. Michael Flynn, of course they knew what Michael Flynn was doing. And I mean, representing the Trump administration, everybody from Paul Manafort with all his sandbagging to Jared Kushner with all the millions he owes through banks, funneling them through Cyprus to go back to Russia. Michael Flynn is going to sing. And Donald Trump and them are trying to throw him under the bus. But one thing is for sure, when you start trying to throw people under the bus, they turn and bite you. Michael Flynn is the least of their problems, brother. This is when this finally comes back, we're going to be sitting here talking about the ex-presidency of Donald Trump and probably looking and smiling Mike Pence in the White House. But believe me, this isn't about one man refusing to disclose.
I've been hearing you guys say this is January 20th. I'm waiting for it to happen, man.
Play the tape when it happens, brother. That's all I'm saying.
Maria, is this the tip of the iceberg? Is Mike Flynn the tip of the iceberg, you think?
No, not at all. I think that, if anything, it's more of a distraction at this point. But not in that direction. I wouldn't go that way. What I'm thinking is that, you know, we know for a while this has been a questionable candidate for the position that he was occupying, and he's not in that position anymore. There are, you know, all these considerations about money and conflict of interest that not necessarily what would make anybody a good candidate to be in the position that he was holding. And I think that eventually the investigation is going to come up and say, yes, it was something was wrongdoing here. He said at some point that, yes, he had something to say. And as, you know, Greg was saying before, it's going to come back and it's going to bite. So definitely it's going to happen. It's not a tip of iceberg. There are way bigger problems and there are more things happening. And I think that we keep seeing distractions thrown in our way, so we don't see the bigger picture and we have a lot of bigger problems.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. We are, of course, talking about the first 100 days of the Trump administration. How do you grade the president? How is he doing? What are your thoughts about it? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you are on the phone, please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we are taking your phone calls even after 7:30. Yolanda calling from Bowie. Richard calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you next. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls at 202-319-7810 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.